Good evening, all. So the mitzvah that we're going to start tonight will start us in a series of about a little over a dozen mitzvahs that have to do with Pesach, so we are really at the right time of year to be learning about this. So we're up to mitzvah hey, that's the fifth mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah Shechitas HaPesach of Korban Pesach. So we'll see that there is not only one mitzvah, there are actually a few mitzvahs that are related to specifically the mitzvah of Shechting the Korban Pesach and the like, but the first one is to actually slaughter the Korban Pesach. So let's take a look inside. So the Pesach is V'hayah Lechem Mishmeres Ad Arba'i Asar Yom Lachodesh HaZev Shechatu Oso Kol Ka Adas Yisrael Ben Arba'im, right? To slaughter the Korban Pesach. So what is the mitzvah? L'shchot B'yom Arba'asar B'nisan B'in Arba'im. You have to slaughter the Korban Pesach on the afternoon, right? B'in Arba'im is the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. What do you slaughter? Set Tamim Zachar Ben Shana Ogidi, right? Whether it has to be a lamb or a goat that is within its first year, and it has to be pure, it has to be unblemished entirely. Where do you do? B'Beis HaBachir, you do it in the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh Nekra Korban HaPesach. This is called Korban Pesach. Shenamar V'shachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael B'in Arba'im, right? The pasuk that says you have to, the entire congregation of the assembly of Israel will slaughter this in the afternoon. This is the Korban Pesach that you have to bring on Erev Pesach. V'inyan HaMitzvah Hu, the description of how this mitzvah exactly is fulfilled. How does it work? Well, we know all this already because those of us who have learned 5-minute Mishnayos know all the details, but we'll just see it again inside in the Chinuch. Shemizkabtsin Anashim Yisrael Lachaburos, right? First, the Jewish people have to gather into groups. V'lokchin Menashuk Omi Beisam, and then they take either a lamb or a goat from their house or from the market. Gidiachad O Satamim Zachar Ben Shana, they take a lamb or a goat that is less than a year old, or that is within its first year. That is pure unblemished for shochatin oso be'ezras beis hamikdash, and they slaughter it in the courtyard of the beis hamikdash. B'yom arba'a asar b'nisan bein harbaim. When do they do it? On the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon. V'achar kach le'erev, and after that in the evening, right on the first night of Pesach. Ochlen oso bein kulam achar machalam. They eat it among themselves after they have eaten everything else. Right, this is the last thing that they eat. We know that already because we have our afikomen. That is the remembrance for the korban Pesach, and we know that we have afikomen is the last thing we eat on the Seder night. So too, back in the day, the korban Pesach used to be the last thing they used to eat on Seder night. Why? Shemitzvah so l'achlo ala suva, because there's a mitzvah. There, the commandment is you have to eat the Korban Pesach when one is already kind of full. When one is already full, right? This is the last thing you eat. That is the sort of finishing touches of your meal. Mishar she mitzvah zo, right? What is the root of, and the deep understanding of what this mitzvah is all about? Well, quite simply, kedei she yiskru ha-yehudim le'olam, that the Jews should always remember hanisim hagadolim. All the miracles that God did for us in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus of taking us out of Egypt, this is sort of the linchpin that helps us remember it. And so that's the root of this mitzvah, of understanding what the purpose of this mitzvah is all about. Dinei HaMitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah include the following: Kigon Zman Shchitaso Bayom Emas, when exactly you have to slaughter it during the day. Peshahune Shchat Peshalosh Kitos Bazara, the fact that there, well, we know again from 5-minute Mishnayos that they used to have three groups that used to offer the Korban Pesach, and you could be part of any of the three groups based on when you arrived that day for the slaughtering. V'chi dochin Shabbos alav, right? The fact that we are docha Shabbos for this mitzvah and all the laws that apply to that. V'dini minuyav, right? We know that you also have to register for your korban. You cannot not be registered. You need to be registered for your various korban. So all of the laws that apply to registering for your specific korban. Ukriyas halal alav, right? The fact that we read halal during the whole process. Tekiyas chatzos ros, the fact that we blow trumpets during it. V'yeser prata, and all the other laws. All of this mevoar me'meseches psachim. All this can be found in meseches psachim, right? We know already the chapter 5 through chapter 9. That's where it can all be found. V'noheges, when is this mitzvah apply? V'noheges b'zacharim u'v'nkevos, it applies to men and to women. B'zman habayis, whenever we have a Beis HaMikdash, right? So there you'll every now and again you'll see people who try to go up on Erev Pesach and slaughter a korban to this day. So those are interesting people. According to the Chinuch, that is not applicable. It only applies during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, evidently it's machlokas because other people do think you could do it, but that's, the Chinuch says it only applies during the time when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. V'ha'over aleha b'mezid v'lo asa Pesach, a person who does this, who does not bring the korban Pesach on purpose. Chayav Karis is Chayav Karis, right? We said there are two mitzvos that a person, if they do not fulfill them, then they are Chayav Karis, and they're within the first 5 mitzvos of the entire Torah. One is Korban Pesach, the other is Bris Milah. If you do not do one of these things on purpose, then you're a Chayav Karis. We'll see in a second that there's a third mitzvah that if you do it as well, you will receive this punishment, but let's not jump ahead yet. B'shogig, if you accidentally do not do it, ain't no mevi karban, you don't bring the karban. L'fi shehu echad mishlosha chatayim, right? Because If a person accidentally does not bring the Korban Pesach, they do not bring a Korban, meaning they do not bring a Korban Chatas for this accidental not bringing the Korban Pesach, because this is one of three sins, right, who's the intentional violation of the actual mitzvah, violating the mitzvah, you got Kares for, but when you unintentionally don't commit it, then you do not have to bring a Chatas. What are these three? So we know two of them. One of them is Bris Mila. One of them is Korban Pesach. The third, Vehin Zeh, Megadif, Mevatel Mila. Right? So it's the first one is Korban Pesach. The second one is Megadif, which means like a sort of like cursing out God's name, blaspheming God's name. And the third one is Mevatel Mila, a person who does not do a Bris Mila. In any of these three cases, you'll be Chayav Kares for either not doing it or for doing it. And you will not be Chayav Chatas for accidentally violating it. So that brings us to the end of Mitzvah 5. And God willing, after Pesach, we'll continue with Mitzvah Vav, which is the Mitzvah of Achilas Besar Pesach. Right? We had a question back when we were doing 5-minute Mishnayos, if there's a separate Mitzvah to eat and to slaughter. The answer is, according to the Chinuch, yes, but we'll have to wait to learn more about this until after Pesach, and for now, we'll stop right here.